Hi there, it is week 15 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. Well, tonight I can honestly tell you that I was completely awestruck and inspired by my children and by my family. In our area, there is a homestead that has been here since the 1800s. In fact, the community next to my home, Short Park, would not even be here if it wasn't for the person, the man, Thomas Jackson, who came and first homesteaded this land. Well, with the city encroaching closer and closer to farms and ranches, something that the Jackson homesteaders are dealing with is the fact that the community wants to build a hockey arena very close adjacent to their land. Not only will this make it next to impossible for them to farm, there's a ton of issues and things that will arise. Tonight, in support of our neighbors, we went to the council, to the community city hall, something that my kids have never done before. But upon arriving, they all, several of them, put their names in to speak. And one person who I didn't think would speak would be my daughter, Michaela. She had a stroke when she was 8 years old, and sometimes it can be difficult for her to form words. Instead, she wrote everything down in her notes that she wanted to say, and not only did she do an impeccable job of delivering the message as to why the Jackson's homestead should stay and the community should find another location for the hockey arena, but she made eye contact with those that she was speaking with, and she spoke from her heart, explaining and telling her story of having a stroke at 8 years old and horses being the part of the journey for her that healed her and brought her to the place that she is now. It was 12:30 the next morning when that meeting ended. They stayed there and had arrived there at 4 o'clock that evening. The kids that I know would have been frustrated or tired or given up and thought, this is pointless. Because as the debate went through the evening, there was a lot of people that were in support of the community, and there was a lot of people that were also in support of the Jacksons. Though it was outvoted, and though the Jacksons did not win tonight's meeting of what they hoped and needed and wanted to happen to be able to keep their farm and to keep the homestead that has been there for well over 130 years, I still feel like there's a part of my kids that won tonight. They saw and knew and felt what it means to stand by the people in your community. They saw and knew and now understand what it means when someone tries to take something away from you, whether that be the neighbor, whether that be a thief, whether that be the city or the community. They understand now more than ever that if we don't speak up and if we don't band together and if we don't take up for others in our community to help fight for them and protect them, what can happen? Maybe it wasn't a win this evening, and I can't even imagine how Laura Jackson feels this evening. She must be unraveling at the fact that they have to come up with a new plan for what they're going to do for their fifth and sixth generation farmers. But tonight, as devastated as I am for the Jacksons, I'm also so proud and humbled by my children. It's made me think a little bit more. Don't I wish that my own farm was a little bit further out and that you could just get a little bit further away from these cities that keep growing and these need for more buildings, more townhouses, more apartments, more homes, more rec centers, more Walmarts. God knows we need another one of those. Until it'll become one day where there just won't be any land left. Not for grazing if you're a meat eater, and not for crops if you're a vegan or a vegetarian. You have to at some point be enough. They keep saying we're growing and you keep building out, but there's still so many vacant homes and places within. Anyway, be proud. even if you don't get what you hoped or you set out to achieve, just be really proud in yourself for speaking up and for trying. And don't give up the next time or the time after that or the time after that. Sometimes it is in our failures that we will learn to navigate and then achieve our greatest achievements. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.